Introduction. Children and adults with developmental dyslexia have reading impairments that are disproportionate to their intelligence, motivation, and educational opportunities considered necessary for reading. Converging evidence indicates that dyslexia involves a disorder of the language system, primarily a phonological processing deficit. Such difficulties have been defined as problems with the sensitivity to individual sounds of spoken language, and can manifest as difficulties with articulation, word retrieval, and verbal memory, to name a few examples. While the phonological view dominates the field, reading is a complicated skill that must rely on several cognitive abilities, not just phonological processing. Accordingly, reading problems have been associated with a wide variety of difficulties, such as a temporal processing deficit, slowed visual processing, developmental impairments of magnocerebellar neurons, visual attentional deficits, and difficulties with rapid automized naming, also known as RAN. Moreover, two persons showing the same pattern of reading deficits can have very different neural responses to reading, and there appear to be several distinct additive risk factors for reading disability. Lastly, the influence of phonological awareness in dyslexia seems to be modulated by the orthography of languages, where it is less associated with reading outcomes in languages with shallow or more transparent orthographies. Dyslexia is likely a heterogeneous disorder, an umbrella term for reading deficits of various causes. In this paper, we argue for the perspective that some people with developmental dyslexia have a disorder of high-level vision. By high-level vision, we mean the visual processes that are dedicated to analysing the structure of our surroundings, particularly recognising objects and other things despite countless variations in viewpoint, position, size, lighting, or visual clutter. Several studies on readers of dyslexia provide evidence for an unusual or deficient high-level visual neural mechanisms, as well as impaired in performance and tasks believed to depend on high-level regions of the ventral visual stream. Here, we will argue that the most parsimonious explanation for this is provided by the high-level visual dysfunction hypothesis. Reading problems in dyslexia can, for some readers with dyslexia, be a salient manifestation of a more general deficit of high-level vision. As these visual processes are assumed to be supported by higher levels of the ventral visual stream, as we will begin to discuss in following sections, we will also refer to this as the ventral view of dyslexia. To argue in favour of this hypothesis, we will discuss work on functional neuroimaging, structural imaging, electrophysiology, and behaviour that provides evidence of a link between high-level visual impairment and dyslexia.